Happy, happy draft day, everybody. Hi, it's nice to see you. I'll be on the air tonight on 97.1 The Freak doing the draft. But I'll probably, depending what time I get home, maybe pop up some thoughts on what the Cowboys do with their first pick when I get home. Be farting around all weekend talking about draft stuff. Final predictions for the day before we get started. God, what a worthless video to make. The shelf life only lasts a few hours. And you know what I know my favorite part about where we are right this second? The Cowboys under Mike McCarthy are not a leaky ship. I have no idea what they're going to do. And I love it. I love it. Now I can hit you with a little bit of a mock draft roundup. I have checked about 20 different mock drafts over the last couple of days for the general feel of the different things that they might do, want to do, could do. And then I'll hazard a guess at what I think they're going to do. All of these thoughts, of course, are brought to you by my friends at Bet Online, where you can use the app or the website. That's how you get in the game, is with Bet Online. Let me make sure that I have some copy points. It's your number one source for all your summer sports, MLB, golf, NBA, NHL playoffs, the draft, of course. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Head to the website or use your mobile device. Bet Online, where the game starts. So I checked all the different places. I checked all the mock drafts. I've been having fun farting around, trying to see what everybody's best guess is, because some of these people are pretty good at it. They do a lot of digging and try to get it right. There's competitions for this stuff. I don't submit for that, but there are competitions for these things. The dream, I'll start with the dream. Tonight's dream is that when the Cowboys hit the clock, Commissioner Goodell walks up there and says, with the 24th pick, the Dallas Cowboys select no one. And they have moved back to Buffalo or Kansas City or Baltimore or somebody who's coming on up. But I can't stress enough how much fun I think it is that I don't know what they're going to do. I think we all think they're going to pick an offensive lineman. It could go many different directions. I hope that they're open to the idea that if the right player is available at the right position, that they like more than whatever offensive lineman. F that offensive lineman. Figure it out later. Pick the best player. Who could those guys be? Byron Murphy? No way, right? Johnny Newton? Illinois D tackle, maybe? The Cowboys have enough needs that any position should tempt them if it's their best player available, almost any position. Brian Thomas Jr., fire at it. Take the wide receiver. Maybe a slider, one of the top five offensive tackles is there. That's where I think the fun debate comes in, is when you are talking sixth, seventh offensive tackle versus first, second center on the board, what do they do there? I don't know. In my mock draft roundup, just looking around the whole world, the names I see the most for the Cowboys from legitimate people, I don't just check any mock draft. You got to bring the funk. I got to know you. I got to know who you are. Boy, that sounds douchey and elitist. But I like to see guys who might be plugged in, might have a pretty good feel for this thing. The names you see the most, see a lot of Tyler Guyton, Oklahoma offensive tackle. See a lot of Graham Barton, Duke offensive tackle, but probably Cowboys center if he's the pick. See some Jackson Powers Johnson, the Oregon center. See some Zach Frazier, West Virginia center. See some Amarius Mims, Georgia offensive tackle. Let me make sure I'm not missing anybody. I see Amarius Mims multiple times, Tyler Guyton multiple times, Graham Barton multiple times, a little bit of Frazier and Jackson Powers Johnson. Don't see a lot. I saw one Edgeron Cooper, Texas A&M linebacker. That's early for me, but I did see one. And if I'm mock draft rounding up, I need to tell you all the things that I've seen. But yeah, my hope is just that they are open to the idea of picking the best player. You don't have to force an offensive line pick. But offensive line does line up pretty decent for about where they're picking or after. Because I think there are three nice centers I think it'd be a good year to do the Travis Frederick thing. Trade down and at the bottom of the round, pick Zach Frazier, West Virginia center. That's going to be my technical prediction, is Zach Frazier, West Virginia center, as the Cowboys pick at 24, or in the first round anyway. I hope it's not at 24. I hope it's at 30, 32, 28, 29, 31. I hope it's around there. But I love that it's not a leaky ship, man. The draft is way more fun when you don't know exactly what a team is going to do. Like, it's cool. I'm sure the guys who are the insiders or the whatever, I'm sure life is fun when you feel like you know a bunch of stuff, but really they just get lied to a lot, so they don't know anything either. Life is way more fun when you don't know, and you just get to spitball and have fun and watch the show and see what happens. Cowboys have a whole bunch of needs. We get to go drafting. You know what else they could do? Maybe this is a pipe dream. I think that the offensive tackle group is a tier of five at the top. Let me not screw up the names. Alt, Latham, Fuaga, Fatanu. Who's the one I'm missing? Because Mims falls outside of it. I'm missing one. Alt, Latham, Fashanu, Penn State, five. Maybe we get a nice run on quarterbacks. Wide receivers. Two or three corners thrown in there. And one of those five offensive tackles is making his way towards 20. The Cowboys have too many needs and not enough ammunition to be messing with this year's pick, but or picks, but you could fire off a next year pick to nudge up a couple of spots if you get one of those guys. Maybe that's the dream tonight, is one of the left tackles that you feel really good about. Because I think there is a difference in how you feel from those five to the next group. Now, I also like Amarius Mims a lot, the Georgia guy. But now we're going from the tier one top five offensive tackle guys down to the question mark guys. In his case, it's he's played eight college games. It's not a lot of experience. Tape looks great. Tools look great. I like him a lot. Tyler Guyton needs development. The top five guys? You feel really good about it, even as a rookie. So maybe that's the pipe dream. Pop up a little bit. Use a next year's two or something like that. But they got so much they got to do. They got so much they got to do in this thing. And that's fun too. That's the other thing. It's also a lot of fun to yell at the Joneses all offseason about how stupid they are and how they've done a bad job preparing for the draft and they have too many needs. But when you have a whole bunch of needs, boy, drafting is fun. What are we going to do? I need a D tackle. I need a linebacker. I need a running back. I need a left tackle. I need a center. I need a corner. Did I say receiver? I need a receiver. It's fun. It's like Christmas. I'm excited. Chalk says offensive line. Second round. Maybe offensive line again. Maybe running back. Third round. Maybe running back. Maybe linebacker. That's chalk. They got so many things they need to do that they could do anything. And I'm fired up. I love draft day. Other people's disinterest in the Cowboys this offseason because they're mad at them, you can't hurt me. Draft season is the best season. What are they going to do at 24? I don't know. But I'm going to have a lot of fun on the radio getting ready for pick number 24. I'm going to hope they trade down. Or maybe that they trade up. I think standing still is the one that I want the least. I don't think I like what it looks like standing still. I think you could do the same thing that you're going to do at 24 if you traded back. Throw DBs and receivers in. A.D. Mitchell, Texas. Could go around there. Xavier Worthy, run fast, Texas. Could go around there. Cooper DeJean, our white corner, could go around there. Kool-Aid McKinstry, Alabama corner, could go around there. Lots of names. Lots of fun. I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. Let's go drafting. Mash the thumbs up. Leave in the comments what you want to see. You want them to trade up? You want them to trade down? Is there a guy that you like? Is there a guy that you hate? Who do you not want at 24? Leave it all in the comments. Algorithm. Boom. Hit it. Let's get ready to go drafting. Let's have fun. It's Christmas. It's great. Remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.